Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And a great good morning to you. We're going to have a pretty nice day today. It's going to be hot. The high is going to be 92 degrees. And the winds are trades to 15 miles an hour. Sometimes you'll feel them. A slight chance of thunderstorms this afternoon on Maui in particular. Scattered showers in the morning, but basically a mostly cloudy day with a chance of some rain. Do put on the sunscreen when you're getting out to play. You know, last night I was going to sleep after looking at the leaderboards on the European Tour and the LPGA Tour, and I couldn't help but think that Green was a really good name to have. Gavin Green was leading on the European Tour. Hannah Green leading on the LPGA Tour with a 64 and a 63, leading by five strokes going into today's third round. Amazing golf being played. Gavin Green is from Malaysia. He's a winner there, but not on the European Tour yet. But how, yeah, he didn't keep the lead. They're finished, of course, in Europe. Saturday is over into the evening now. Andres Romero had a great day, shot a 61. He leads Wade Ormsby, then Gavin Green, then Tommy Fleetwood. What about Rory McIlroy? Well, he had a slump after winning the FedEx Cup last week, playing in the Alps this week, a 67, a 63 yesterday, and a 69, but he said he's feeling kind of tired. Can't imagine why. All of this while we wait, of course, to hear who will be Player of the Year. Will it be Brooks Koepka? Will it be Rory McIlroy? But you know what? What is amazing is what Jin Yong Ko has been doing on the LPGA Tour. I think she's pretty much got Player of the Year wrapped up on that tour. Many more tournaments to play, though, on the LPGA. And we're going to talk with the man who knows a lot all about the LPGA, Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post and Golf Channel contributor special to the LPGA. We'll be back with him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water, or worse, sewer pipes break, or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors, increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And welcome into the clubhouse, Ron Syrak. So good to have you.
Danielle, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I was just amazed when I was listening to Golf Channel Morning Drive. And, of course, Ron is on every Monday and does a recap and talks golf, of course, with everybody there. You said something that absolutely stunned me. You said Jin Yong Ko is playing like Annika Sorenstam.
Yeah. What Annika did better than anybody else I'd ever seen is never beat herself. And that's what Jin Yong Ko is doing. She puts her golf ball in the fairway, she puts it on the green, and she puts it in the hole. And she plays with, you know, the one word that I would always use to describe Annika was balance, both physically and emotionally. I never saw her out of balance on the golf course. And that's the way Jin Young's playing right now. She conserves her energy really well, doesn't waste any emotional or physical energy out there, and does not make mistakes. And that, boy, that wins you a lot of golf tournaments. You know, the key to winning is to give yourself opportunities to win. And much of the way Annika was, she's given herself an opportunity to win almost every time she tees it up.
It's amazing. So she's won the 2019 ANA. That was after the Bank of Hope Founders Cup victory. Then she won the Evian Championship by two strokes, 15 under total, 269. Wins the Canadian Women's Open, five strokes, tournament record, 26 under par, 262. And then this week at the Gambia Portland Classic, she beats Tiger Woods' longstanding record, 110 consecutive holes without a bogey. But then she missed that three-footer, 114 consecutive holes without a bogey. That's an amazing record.
Yeah, I've never played a round without a bogey. You know, so that's, And that shows you what she does. What she does really, really well, which is just, you know, as I said, keeps her golf ball out of trouble. You know, she could have won the British Open too. It was right there, and she would have been on that very, very short list of players. I think there's only been six men and women who've won three majors in a year. So I think that she's still getting better. You know, she was a runaway rookie of the year last year. Pretty clear, and I think she's going to be runaway player of the year this year. And there's no reason to think that her best golf's not ahead of her still.
And it was really interesting. I read a piece by Kent Paisley on the LPGA Tour, your friend, that she actually, in the middle of this year, had a bit of a slump. And she was worried that she wasn't playing the way she was, and she asked her coach to meet her in Chicago, and they worked on a subtle weight shift. I mean, in the middle of the season, she goes to Chicago to work on her coach and then works on this weight shift, and then, bam, her game's back on.
Yeah, you know, a slump for Jin Young is not finishing in the top 20. You know, I mean, I think her worst finish this year is 29th, something like that. I mean, it's just... it's astounding how consistent she is out there. And another great piece to her puzzle is she's got a very experienced caddy, Dave Brooker, who's won major championships with Lorraine Ochoa and with Grace Park. And he just, you know, he does all the thinking for them out there. You know, he picks the target, he picks the club, you know, he dials in a yardage for her. And he's pretty much, he can say to her, hit it 117, and she'll hit it 117. I've watched them work on the range with that drill. Well, he'll be there with a rangefinder, and he'll say, you know, hit it 65 yards. And then he'll hit it, and then he'll say, that was 67.
That's incredible. In that piece, he was quoted to say her performance is like a computer game. She's hitting it longer and dead straight. Just an amazing. The young woman, though, that took over the lead this weekend, Hannah Green. I don't know much about her, but that 64 and 63 spoke everything, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, she did the she wins a major championship this year, the women's PGA, and then she takes a month off. And doesn't play, and doesn't play again until the next major, you know. So she's a fascinating player.
Yeah, she certainly is. Well, I asked Ron Czyrak, who is a Golf Channel contributor, of course, he's been writing for Golf World and Golf Digest and for years and years, and then now he's independent. You can find him at ronczyrak.com. And we want to talk about Solheim Cup because Ron will be at Glen Eagles. Let's talk about that golf course. It's three, actually. Glen Eagles in Scotland. There's three courses, the Kings, the Queens. Then there's the Wii. I guess that's a very tough little nine-holer. And then there's the PGA Centenary, where the 2014 Ryder Cup was played. And that's the course the Solheim Cup is going to be played on. What kind of a course is that?
Well, you're going to see it's going to feel very familiar to the American players because it's much more of an American style golf course than it is a link style course. And you know, I'm always sort of amazed when they do that in both the Ryder Cup and the Solheim Cup when they get a home game and then they take it on to an American style golf course instead of the traditional links course. But it's going to be a place where the Americans are going to feel very, very much at home, and that is probably good news given how many rookies Julie Inkster has on her team.
Yeah, you know, I was looking. Alexi Thompson has been on a Solheim Cup team three times, 7 points to her. Nellie Cord is a rookie. Then Danielle Kang has been on one time. Lizette Salas is an old-timer. Three times she's been on. Jessica Corder, one time. Then we've got Megan Kang, the rookie. Marina Alex, the rookie. Brittany Altomare, the rookie. Angel Yin, the rookie. Annie Park, a rookie. Was it any surprise that Julie Inkster chose Morgan Pressel and Stacey Lewis as her captain's picks?
No, you know, I mean, I think she had to go that way. The other two players who certainly deserve to be on the team, Allie McDonald and Amy Olsen, both played well enough over the last 2 years to be on the team, but they would also be two rookies, you know. So she just needed some experience in the team room. Morgan Pressel and Stacey Lewis have played a combined 9 Solheim Cups. That's as many as the other 10 players on the team have played combined.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they have as much experience as the whole rest of the team. And I think in addition to what they're going to contribute on the golf course, it's going to be what they contribute in the team room, too. They need some experienced veteran voices in that locker room to talk to the young players. And a lot of, you know, what happens Solheim Cup week, they're there for 5 days before they ever tee it up, you know. So it's a whole lot of that managing emotional energy and not getting distracted and diverted by all, you know, there's parties and opening ceremonies and all kinds of things that are going on. And part of what those veteran players can do is teach the younger players how to budget their time, how to manage their practice, so that by the time they come start a competition on Friday, they're not already exhausted.
Yeah. Is anybody allowed in the team room, reporters, observers?
No. It's just the captains, the assistant captains, and there's a bunch of like helpers that are in there too. Caddies are in. Caddies are a big part of the planning process, but it's closed to everybody who's outside of the team.
Got it. And the heart of the team, or she was described to be, Michelle Wee. Who do you think can take her position?
Well, that's, you know, Danielle, I mean, think of these names. Paula Creamer, Christy Kerr, Michelle Wee, Brittany Lang, Brittany Lindsey-Combe, Angela Stanford, Jarena Piller. You throw in Morgan Pressel and Stacey Lewis, there's 9 players with a combined 50 Solheim Cup experiences, none of whom were automatic qualifiers for the team. So we are really seeing a changing of the guard for the Americans, squad. You look at it, and it says something really positive about the state of women's golf in the United States right now.
So
there is that much young talent out there that we could be going through. In my mind, this is like the third generation of Solheim players to come along. There was that first generation that carried it through the 90s. Then there was that generation of the Creamers and Christy Kerrs and Morgan Pressels who carried it through the 2000s. And now there's a new group of faces popping up.
Absolutely. Now, Christy Kerr, you could count on sinking the putt.
She also was very good at annoying the other team, yeah, too. You know, and it never hurts to have that on your side too. It's the role Sergio Garcia has played for the European Ryder Cup team all these years.
Yes. Now, who's the irritant? Who's the putt sinker?
I think you're going to see Morgan play some of that role out mm-hmm. there. You know, I mean, Morgan and Stacey are both, they bleed red, white, and blue, and
yes,
they'll be a lot of. Now, Inkster, this is the third time that she's been captain. Inkster's not really big on a lot of the showmanship that goes on around. Like, she's not really big on painting the fingernails and doing the sort of little dances that they were doing in some of the past Solheims to celebrate. She just wants to go out, play golf, and beat the other team. So she'll manage a lot of that. But you do look at that American roster, and you do say, who's the emotional leader of this team? And without Michelle Wee, and without a Paula Creamer, and without a Christy Kerr, they are missing that. And again, that's part of what Morgan and Stacey are going to bring into that team room.
Excellent. So I see this as a rebuilding kind of in some sports you call the rebuilding year when you're kind of into the Solheim Cup rebuilding phase. Team Europe with Katrina Matthews has Charlotta Chikanda. Anne Van Dam is their rookie. Caroline Hedwall, Charlie Hull, Georgia Hall's been there once before. Azahara Munoz, Caroline Masson, Anna Nordqvist been there 5 times, and the 2 rookies, Bronte Law and Celine Boutier, and then she has Jody Ewart-Shadoff, who's been there, and Suzanne Paterson, the 8-time player of the Solheim Cup, always emoting. So she's in a position where she's got some really strong players and some rookies that she can bring in. So she's in a really good position.
Yeah, I think that Katrina has a very deep, very talented team, and they are there's a bunch of people there with Solheim Cup experience. And they've also played in other team competitions. They've played in international crowns. They've played they play a lot more team golf in Europe. So they're going to be very, very seasoned, very veteran. And a lot of them are playing well this year. Bronte Laws won this year. Boutier's won this year. Singanda's on the leaderboard every time she tees it up, it seems. So they're going to be a really, really tough opponent, and they're playing a home game. So, and it's quite frankly probably one that Europe needs, because this would be three straight wins for the Americans, and it's always good for the competition when it's a battle, you know, and I think that's what we're going to see. The teams are a lot have swapped roles, because in Des Moines it was Europe that had a very young, inexperienced team, and they just ran into a buzzsaw. The Americans played just terrific golf, out of their minds, and Europe played well enough to have won most Solheim Cups, but got beat there. But they're coming in now with the more experienced team, and they're probably coming in with a lot of fire in their belly. They remember those last two losses.
Yeah, and we were talking about this I think it was 2015, because Europe had won the 2013 and the 2011 Solheim Cups. And then we were thinking, well, we better step up. And then we came on strong in 2015 and 2017 and won. And now it's Europe's turn to have to worry about what they're going to do. I've got to ask you before we close, is there anything that you wanted to bring up about the Solheim Cup that we didn't touch on?
No, except that I think that this, you know, it wasn't that long ago in 2011. There were a lot of people talking about that they needed to blow up the formula for the Solheim Cup to include Asia in it, because the Americans were winning all the time. And then in the course of 1 hour at Killeen Castle, Europe won 3.5 of the last 4 points to win that competition at Killeen Castle. And I think really – and then the next one, they came to the United States and won for the first time in Colorado on American soil. I think that Solheim Cup right there – preserve this event forever. I think the intensity is and the competition is so good right now. And the LPGA did a brilliant thing by creating the International Crown, a second team event that I think is one of the most awesome formats in all of golf, a format that I'd like to see in the Olympics, which is, you know, they have four women teams competing in there.
Yes, the International Crown is wonderful.
The Solheim Cup now has an intensity about it that's has preserved it forever and always.
Yeah, I was wondering myself if it was obsolete, since the Asian contingent on the LPGA Tour is so strong and so dominant, and they're, you know. But how do you include a second group? What do you call them? You make it a three group of, you know, it's. The International Crown is a fabulous event.
And honestly, Danielle, I think one of the problems with the President's Cup is that the international team is a contrived entity. You know, it's a bunch of countries that really don't want to be on the same team. They want to compete against each other. And that's what the International Crown does. Japan and Korea like playing against each other, you know, and Thailand likes the role that they're playing, emerging as a power in Asia. And that, to me, just creates a really, really intense atmosphere in the International Crown. I love that format. It is a compliment to what the Solheim Cup is.
It's perfect. Okay. I need to ask you, you've been following Tiger Woods since he was, you know, hello world. What do you think about this latest knee surgery?
Five times on the same knee, and the first time was, I believe, when he was 18 years old, and then he had that major one in 2008, the complete reconstruction of it. You know, it's just he's got a lot of miles on his body, and he's hit a lot of golf balls, and he's, you know, and he has violent golf swings, and I think that. I thought by the end of this year that, you know, and even by the British Open, he looked to me exhausted, you know, and I don't know if he was already starting to feel some discomfort or pain by then. I always thought he was going to have one more magic moment for us and he delivered it this year at the Masters.
Absolutely.
And, yep, and that was a magic moment. And maybe he's got another one in him. I would be surprised. But I was surprised that he won the Masters this year. He's capable of magic.
It is. It, absolutely. And if he was in pain, he sure didn't show it much, but except that in his energy level, and pain will do that to you. It saps you. You just can't do anything about it. You know, it's so much fun talking with you. This is Ron Syrak, Global Golf Post and Golf Channel contributor, PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient, LPGA Media Excellence Award recipient, and author of Vision 54 Trilogy, Play Your Best Golf Now, The Game Before the Game, and Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, published in 8 languages, and he's covered more than, 170 majors? Is that even obsolete, that number, Ron?
I think it's 173 right now.
Yeah. Okay, thanks so much for being on the show. We'll talk soon. We'll talk from the Solheim Cup.
Okay, talk to you down the road, Danielle.
Excellent. Aloha. We're going to come back. We have a wonderful event coming up, actually the 41st annual HSWGA Senior Women's Championship is Monday, September 9th at Leilua. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Catherine Ziem, though, is the tournament chair of the 64th Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament, and you could be in it if you'd like. It's mwigolf.org, October 12th through the 13th. That's Saturday and Sunday. We're going to talk with Catherine right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes, since people see that first, and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit, located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
This portion of The Golf Club is brought to you by Creative Plumbing. When your building's hot water system needs new life or a new high-rise system, new build or renovation, call Creative Plumbing because it has to be done right. Futuristone's master craftsmen can turn your townhouse complex driveway and sideway into beautiful self-draining areas, adding to the value of your project. Turn your concrete floors into colorful masterpieces with Futuristone. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And we've got Catherine Ziem, the tournament chair of the 64th Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. She's the steering committee chair. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Oh, Danielle, thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Are you excited about Solheim Cup?
I'm excited about Solheim Cup. I couldn't believe all the ladies. Oh, my God. You know, I watch them every week, the LPGA, and just the discussion, too, about just the competition. It's like firing my blood already.
Yes. I'm telling you, it's going to be absolutely awesome. And watching them play right now at LPGA on the Cambia Portland Classic, they're just playing amazing. And Jin Young Ko is just... You know, when Ron Syrak says something like she's playing like Anniken Sorenstam, who he followed, he actually caddied for once, you know, not an official tournament, but it's really a huge statement about the quality of the game that Jin Yong Ko is playing, and it's just amazing.
I can't believe that she really has gone 114 holes without a bogey. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, records, I guess, are meant to be broken.
Indeed. So if you'd like to go to the 64th Maui Women's Invitational, you go to mwigolf.org. This is the 64th playing at Ka'anapali and both on the Royal and the Kai course. So you're going to have both experiences. And I understand, Catherine, how many women are coming from around the world?
Well, we don't have them outside the U.S., although I thought that there were a couple people that were planning on it. But still, we have, from probably about 8 other states, in addition to our neighbor islands and here in Maui. So I was kind of shocked, you know, as far away as Florida, somebody from Minnesota and Utah and Idaho, and I'm going, how'd they hear about us?
Well, this show streams live across the world,
around the world.
So you have Utah, California, Arizona, New Mexico, Idaho, Nevada, Minnesota, Florida, Oregon, and the 12 ladies from the Korean Ladies Golf Club of Oahu. They're coming over to play, right?
Yes, they actually signed up as a group. We got all 12 applications in one envelope, in one check, and then they're calling and saying, okay, now everybody's on board because we're making the flights and we're making the reservations, so we don't want to have any mistakes and have somebody not signed up, and it was so cute.
If you're going to all come on, you want to do it. This is $185, and it includes, of course, the 2 rounds of golf, your golf cart, your range balls, and then the banquet. Tell us about the banquet.
So Roy's is actually upstairs of the clubhouse at Ka'anapali. They've been there for probably 5 or 6 years now, but they have such wonderful, wonderful food. And one of my ladies who are helping us out, she worked out the menu with Roy's. And so we're excited, and we added some things that we wanted to have on our menu, like, can we have cheesecake instead of cookies?
Yes, cheesecake.
Like and, can we have a veggie dish?
Thank you.
Normally for the tournaments, they don't have a veggie dish. And they said, we can get a vegetable lasagna or some sort of pasta with veggies. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. And we've got it handled for you. And you know what? The sponsors who are helping us put together the tournament, they are saying that, Catherine, no worries. I've got this handle. That was the manager, Ann, at Starbucks at the Lahaina Cannery. She said, Catherine, you have no worries about this. We have got this handled. We'll have everything there for you. Don't worry. And I'm going, oh, my God.
That's wonderful.
Because as a chairman, you just worry,
Of course you do. But the mayor of Maui's behind you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Mike Victorino, a huge supporter of Maui sports. Of course, we know Shane Victorino, right? And that's his dad. So he's put together your trophies?
Yes. Terry Secord, has known the mayor for a while, and she says, I'm going to just ask if they will donate the trophies. And so they have these beautiful Hawaiian carved bowls. You know how you see it, the stores in Hawaii, they're just gorgeous. And so we have a bowl for both the low gross winner over the field and the low net winner over the field. And then Tiffany's, they're going to be engraving these medallions for the winners as well. So, those are pretty special prizes. And it's just the love that's coming to us from our community that we're just astounded. And, and I'll tell you, our breath gets taken away when we get like, we're giving you this. And like the Hyatt gave us a 2-night stay. And the Grand Wailea, they gave us a $200 certificate for the spa and dining. And then the PGA, they gave us those century tournament passes. And, the golf courses they've been giving us, rounds of golf, and this is such a support of women's golf. And sometimes we think we're forgotten. It can happen for women as you age. You think, they're always talking about the kids and everything like that, and the guys. But you know what? these people have not forgotten us, and they are supporting us in such a lovely manner. It does take my breath away, and it really speaks to the aloha spirit we have here in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's
amazing to me.
It is. It's wonderful. I mean, and I want to thank all the golf courses, Ka'anapali, Kapalua, Wailea Blue, Emerald and Gold, King Kamehameha, Kahili, Pukalani, the Ocean Course, Hokuala on Kauai, and Puakea on Kauai. So not only is it Maui pitching, it's everybody.
Yes, yes. You know, Billy Casper Golf, you know, they managed Ka'anapali, and they stepped in and helped us get a couple of their other courses to participate in. And isn't that great?
Yeah, it really is. So the Maui Hotel's giving, as well, the Grand Wailea, $200 dining certificate, $200 spa certificates, the Hyatt Resort and Spa with two-night stay, the Montage with four $100 dining certificates, Napili Shores with a Sea House dining certificate. Now, what happens with all these certificates? How do I win them?
Okay, so we are putting everybody's name into the hat. You know, we're going to use raffle tickets, but, you know, why look at numbers when you can look at a name? So each person can win only one prize, and throughout the event, actually during the lunchtime, we're going to be giving away, it's probably going to be over 60 prizes. And, you know, you don't know if you're going to get any kind of prize, but we'll pull it out of the hat and we'll announce it during the lunch, probably, you know, because probably for the first half hour, 45 minutes, you know, we're waiting for the scores to come in anyway. So that will be an exciting way to fill the time.
It will be an exciting way. There's 60 winners.
At least, I think.
Yes,
we may have
at least
up to 67 prizes. I don't know.
Yeah, as many as come in. They can still come in because this is in October, and you can still be in this wonderful event, 64th Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. You go to mwigolf.org, the Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. The history of this tournament goes way back. Women have been playing golf in Hawaii for a long time. Just the Jenny K Invitational alone is, you know, one of the major tournaments, just like the 64th Maui Women's Invitational. So you need to become a part of it. Get into it. I've got four young women who are coming on to talk about their mission is to get girls on the green. They've been getting girls on the green since 2016, and their mission is to get more. So I'll be talking with them after I talk with you, Catherine, because it's all about getting women back into the game if they've not played in a while. Because it's so much fun getting your friends together and just going. And just like the group that's coming over from Oahu, the Korean Ladies Golf Club, to play, you can get a couple of friends together, maybe just a friend together, go to Maui, have fun. Where are you suggesting the ladies play? Is there a hotel that's got a better rate, possibly?
Yes, the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel has given us a favorable rate. And then also Aston Hotels are giving us special rates for condo size. So if you're in a group and you want to, you know, have two or three players or maybe even four players in a place, I think it's Aston Ka'anapali Shores is offering up some condos. I hope they're not all gone. But anyway, they are offering them as well and some good rates.
Excellent.
And so we're happy about that, too.
Excellent. So the details, day one is the Ka'anapali Kai course with the 12:30 shotgun. Day two is the Ka'anapali Royal course, the 8 o'clock shotgun. That coincides with the running of the 2019 Maui Marathon, which terminates at Ka'anapali. So this is going to be a major party, okay, and you want to get there early. A day to celebrate sports, as you said. Entry is 185. Women 18 years or older, gin index or other recognized golf handicap factor, and the competitions are over the field, low gross, and low net, flighted low gross with multiple low net winners, $5,000 hole-in-one on both days, straightest drive both days, flights and pairings determined by the gin, and an awards luncheon at Roy's. That's going to be excellent. That's a part of the entry fee, and that's the entry fee that follows play on day two. And thank you to Suti Niedekorn. He's going to be on the show later to talk some more about what he's doing to make all of this happen. The 64th Maui Women's Invitational Golf Tournament. Catherine, oh, One final thing. You still have whole sponsorships, don't you?
Yes. We do have, I'll say several, $100 hole sponsorships available. And we'll have a little sign up on each of the holes. And, you know, do it to advertise your business or to honor somebody. And, you know, it's really funny what people have come up to honor. So one of our donees, Jan Taruya, she is honoring the Hawaii Animal Rescue Foundation. And another of our players, Patty Daly, she is honoring the Maui Any Kind Motorcycle Club. So she says, they're the finest motorcycle club around. And I said, so fabulous. And we got the logo for the club, and that's going to be on the sign. It's an awesome sign. So it can be whatever you want. You know, do it for something that you really believe in and that you're passionate about.
Awesome. And, you know, if you know somebody who's on the mainland or an international destination, somebody who's abroad, bring them to Maui and make an excuse to get them to come over to Maui and have some fun. That sounds like a great time. The entry deadline is September 27th, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Get your entries in right away to the, you just go to mwigolf.org, okay?
Yeah, and one other thing, you know, you guys, you can also do a whole sponsor. You know, you might want a whole sponsor for your lady, but there was a group of four guys, golfing guys, and they contributed a hole, and they're called the Los Cuatros Bleep. We can't know the last word. I can't say it on public airways.
Thank
but
you.
The Los Cuatros are doing it too. So I thought that was pretty funny.
That is good. Los Cuatros, thank you so much. We can't say the rest of your name, but we appreciate what you've done for us here, the 64th Maui Women's Invitational. Thank you, Catherine, for being on
the
show.
Thank you. All right.
Aloha. We're going to come back, and you're going to meet the Gruta Girls right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens, your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR, and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Let's see, 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Would you like to play a round of golf? There's one at Volcano, and it's 64 degrees. Wouldn't it be nice to be there? It's probably not as hot and muggy as it is. It's going to be a lovely day, a little cloudy, a few showers possible, maybe even a thunderstorm. And when that happens, you go into the clubhouse. Yes, you enjoy a beverage, and then you go back out when it's all safe. But the tea times available are 9:30 at Volcano. Makalei has a 9:50. Poipu has a 9:20. Kapolei has a 9 o'clock. Royal Hawaiian has a 9:20. Makaha, 10:30. Wailea Gold Course has a 10:30. And on the blue course, the ILWU Shotgun Tournament is on today. There is a 9 o'clock if you'd like to play the blue. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Okay, we're going to welcome into the clubhouse Grutter Golf, getting girls on the green since 2016. I'm going to have to do this in a very interesting way because there are four wonderful women who are with us right now. Let's start with Kristen Kiki Grutter, spent summers on Lake George in the Adirondacks, where she played on a very casual course, learning the basics of the game. She lives in Manhattan. She works as a registered nurse for an orthopedic surgeon. She's getting her master's degree. Kiki, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. And Jenny Coco, Jen... Cochran spent summers as a cart girl on a scenic Cape Cod golf club, but never felt interested in getting into the game. She's a real estate developer living in South Boston. Maybe it was the crush on Jordan Spieth, but we'll get to that. Donna, Erin Donnelly, known as Donna, grew up playing golf with her siblings 1 year. Dad was a avid golfer, I believe. Once a year, they went out and played with her siblings over the summertime, I guess it was. She'll tell us more. She lives in Manhattan. She's a lawyer at Wilkes Barre and Gallagher LLP, I think it is. Haley Hales Hillisland is or was introduced to golf at the age of 9 at a summer camp, but didn't get hooked because of the strict outfit requirements and rigid course skill rules. Don't we all relate to that? That changed when she found some cool clothes and played a fun laid-back game with a bunch of girls. And welcome into the clubhouse, Hales.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. I'm glad you're here. And Donna, it's good to meet you.
Great to meet you, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Is it Jenny? How do you? What is your nickname? Is it Jenny Coco or just Coco?
That is correct.
I love it. All right. So I'm going to start with Kirsten Kiki. Kiki, how did you? I mean, it's the Grutter girls, and your last name is Grutter. How did this all? Why your name?
Because I never had an Instagram account all through college. And when we first started playing, we thought it'd be funny kind of as a joke to just make an Instagram account for all of our golf pictures when we started playing together. And it just kind of organically grew from there. And then we already had the name and we made T-shirts and just kind of kept it.
That's magnificent. And, you know, when I was reading on your website, Y'all had a crush on Jordan Spieth. You were curious about the hype around.
I don't think Kirsten had a crush on Jordan Spieth. Still do.
And then you get into the game. So tell us a little about what Grutter Golf is. Who wants to take this?
So I guess I'll take a shot at this one. Grutter Golf is really just all about getting girls on the green. So we organize really fun, casual, non-competitive events that encourage particularly women. We do some co-ed events, too, because the boys tend to cry when they don't get invited. But we just make everything very non-competitive. We actually welcome and encourage first-time golfers to play 18 holes, which it seems like nobody else really does. And we just thought that, you know, ladies needed particularly to be invited to golf rather than just, you know, they don't really tend to pick it up as naturally like skill-wise, but just they don't get invited as often. So we really wanted to make it clear that women were getting encouraged to golf.
Make it more accessible.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, because it's not something I'd say to myself, you know, I think I'll go get my clubs and hang out at the golf course because...
If you don't play, if you've never played before, it's wildly intimidating. It's so hard, you know. So if you don't have people to make it fun with you and laugh with you kind of as you learn, then you're not as inclined to do it as much, you know.
Yeah. And Hales, the thing about the clothes, I've been doing this show for about 20 years. So when I started, I looked at the clothes and I went, my gosh, do I really want to wear a shirt and shorts that look like they came out of a men's closet? Right? And now, when you where did you go and find your clothes before you went out?
That's a fabulous question. The first time that the four of us played together, this is about 3 years ago, we were in Cape Cod. It was cloudy, so we couldn't go to the beach that day. So we went straight to TJ Maxx, all got golf outfits and went and played, and we realized how fun it was. Since then, we've grown our closets quite a bit, golf-wise. We love Nike. There's this great brand called 4A Golf. It's a women-led business based in New York that we really love and partner with a lot, too. So, yeah, the clothes have definitely come a long way, which is makes it a lot more encouraging to start playing.
Doesn't it? I mean, when you know, the whole thing about in the 80s, it was something like, if you look good, you feel good, you know, everything was...
Yes,
you've got to feel good about what you've got on your body. You can stand there, and even if you don't hit it, you look fabulous. Hey, I look fabulous. So the ball didn't go where I wanted to go. And then you can stand up and move on, pick that ball up. Do you play by the rules of golf?
Define rules. We have a few of our own rules.
Yeah.
We like to say the first hole never counts.
Skip it if you want.
Yeah. When you're putting, if it touches the hole, it counts.
Yes, if it lips out, if you touch the hole, if your ball touches the hole, that just counts as going in. Because you got there. You did what you were supposed to do. Right. You should be rewarded for that.
If you don't want to keep score, you don't have to.
Yeah. Scorekeeping is strictly optional.
This is the kind of golf that people can be encouraged to go. It's like going to a bowling alley and, you know, you roll the ball. If it does score it, but, you know, we don't really pay that much attention to it. It's more about the camaraderie, the fun that you're having. And that's really
where... It's all about the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about
and
the experience.
If you're playing with people that you're having fun with and enjoying it, who really cares if you hit the ball 10 times to get it in the hole or two? You're having fun.
Honey.
Dude, that's never happened. We did have an eagle today, though.
We did. Yeah, we did.
A group of 10.
Yeah, we just actually came back from a neighborhood scramble. That's like a tradition in Kirsten's neighborhood during Labor Day weekend. And it was actually the epitome of what kind of our golf game is all about. It was a big scramble. Teams could be anywhere from 4 people to 12 people. And you had to use everybody's drive once throughout the 10-hole round.
Yes.
There was a hot dog stand.
At the turn.
At the turn, which is a 5-hole course, so you just played every hole twice.
We got two hot dogs.
Yeah. 2 hot dogs and 10 people on your scramble, so the odds are good that you're gonna do pretty well as a team.
Okay, Donna, your dad's an avid golfer. How does he feel about this laid-back approach to the game?
He actually loves it. He himself is not very laid-back in his approach to the game, but he appreciates that we are because he just loves that we're getting involved, and no matter however we have to do it, he's happy that we're out there.
Yeah, yeah, it's good for the game. It's good for the game to encourage people. You don't have to have a handicap to be a part of Grutter Golf.
We don't.
Nope.
Any of us?
No.
Yeah, no handicap here.
No, right? And it's all about having fun and getting together. And you've got events. You've got the 3rd annual Grutter Golf Girls Fall Outing in September. So
we do.
Where are you going for that one?
Oh, we're going to Brooklyn, to Diker Beach. We were expecting like over 100 girls to be there, which will be really exciting. It's the 3rd one. The first one was 13 golfers, so it's really grown quite a bit. It should be a lot of fun.
I like your theme. You know, for Halloween, you've got the 2019 Candy Corn Classic.
We do.
Yes, we do.
That's the crowd favorite.
Costumes encouraged.
Now, how do the golf courses handle you with your costumes?
They love it. They really love it. They love a good
theme. They haven't seen anything like us.
Yeah.
We usually hear.
Yeah.
I like this. I like this. And then you've got Bogey Nights coming up. That would be the next event.
So we actually just had Bogey Nights August 1st. It was a Thursday night. We went to a 18-hole par 3 course in the middle of Queens underneath the lights, and it was Boogie Nights themed, and we all wore outfits to match the theme, and we had about 80 people show up.
Yeah, which was
Thursday night in Queens. We were there from 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. under the lights.
playing some music on the speakers, and everyone had a good time.
So this was Boogie Nights, not Bogey Nights?
Boogie Nights. But oh, it was Boogie Nights. Yeah, it was lightly 70s kind of disco themed.
Yes, yes.
Wore very aggressive bell bottoms. That actually we've gotten a lot of use out of after the fact as well, surprisingly.
Turns out 70s are back.
This is so much fun. How do we join?
I'm here. We love it too.
This is great. So I just go to Grutter Golf, and then I did that. You know, I signed up. I'm waiting to hear back. It says, we'll get back in touch with you. So you go to Grutter Golf, okay? Grutter Golf.
Yeah.
And it's getting girls on the green since 2016. You were featured in Golf Digest. How did they find out about you?
It still doesn't feel real.
We were. Shout out to Hallie Ledbetter, who wrote the article.
Cheers.
Amazing.
Cheers,
Hallie.
How'd she find out about you?
Through Instagram. She saw us like about a year ago, I think, and then she started coming to the events, and then she came to all the events, and she's one of our really good friends now because she lives in New York, and we play a lot together, so she's great. She's the best.
I love your clothes. I mean, your clothes are awesome. When you're going out, it's like, where do they shop? Look at these. Do y'all... It's not just.
Well, thank you.
It's a lot of soiree stuff because I think that lately, too, you know, one of the biggest barriers really is, like, as you said, you know, everything up until a certain point looked like it was just pulled from a men's closet. Like, I worked on a golf course and it was a lot of kind of like khaki shorts and like, you know, ill-fitting polos, and I think that more work is really being done by women to like make women's clothing better in the golf world, at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, women are making it. You know, yeah. That makes a difference.
And then you have a lot of different, when you join, there are some places where you can get discounts. So you have people coming to you.
Yeah.
So I think that's our membership model, what you're thinking of. So we released a membership model earlier this year, and with it you get discounts to some of our events throughout the calendar year, as well as different discounts to different partners that we have. Sephora is one of those partners.
Five Iron Golf, shout out to them. Yeah, they're a big partner.
Five Iron's an indoor simulator in New York City, and we actually host events there as well. We have our weekend warm-ups, which are beginner clinics on Friday nights in New York City at an indoor simulator, Five Iron. And we encourage girls to just come if they've never picked up a club, get a lesson with a pro, and meet some other beginner golfers, too, most of our events. Yeah.
And have a drink.
Five Iron is just the coolest bar in Manhattan, aside from
that.
They're expanding to Boston, Philly, and Chicago as we speak.
Yep.
You going to have a chapter anyplace else? It sounds like you guys are really, you know, Manhattan, East Coast. You're going to expand across the country?
I mean, we hope to someday, you know. And, you know, the challenge is we all have full-time jobs. So striking a good balance between, you know, this job and, you know, our other jobs is something. But, yeah, we're interested in, like, I think there's so much interest in other cities. We've weirdly sent a lot of merch to Hawaii.
Yeah, we're dying to Hawaii.
If any of your listeners like to host us, we're great guests.
You're great guests. Yes, and you can tell us your shopping secrets. This is amazing. Okay, so Kiki is a registered nurse getting her master's degree. Yes, she's a little bit busy. Coco is a real estate developer living in South Boston, just a little bit busy. Donna is a lawyer. And Hales, what are you doing, Hales?
I'm in advertising.
Advertising. Perfect group of ladies to do this, and you must
be. I'm over a lot of bases.
Thanks so much for being on the show. A real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Yeah, great.
Grutter Golf, welcome to Go There Now. Okay, aloha. We're going to come back. We're going to check out the top 10 Hoosier golf destinations. Right. We're going to, you know, last week we were talking about Michigan versus Illinois. Or was it? No, we're going to go to Indiana. We're going to go with Mike May. He's up after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
What's the first thing you see when you get home?
My cat?
No, your garage door. And I love my Rainer door. It improved the look of my house, and it's strong and quiet.
Wow, how can I get a Rainer door?
Call 676-DOOR and your home can look great and be worth more money. That's 676-3667, Rainer Doors, Hawaii.
Nothing short of amazing.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint, it's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
Bougainville Flooring Superstore has Hawaii's largest in-stock inventory. It's our Labor Day sale. See our huge selection of flooring, carpet, porcelain, and ceramic tile. Over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. We've got installation supplies like tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleaners, and more. Come in. Find the perfect flooring in just one visit, located by the NEX on Bougainville. Remember our price match guarantee. Sale ends Labor Day at the Bougainville Flooring Superstore.
The Golf Club is brought to you by Oahu Extraction. When it floods, water or worse, sewer pipes break or mud inundates your home, call Oahu Extraction 24/7. Oahu Extraction, on site in 90 minutes, high-rise shopping center or home. Oahu Extraction. Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, provide lasting security and safety for your business, your home. Raynor Doors. Increase the value of your home with a major return on your investment. Call Raynor Doors, 676-3667. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Mike May is a golf writer. He's been on the show before. He's taken us to Europe. He's taken us to England. And I really enjoyed our trip to England. Today, we're going to go to the top 10 Hoosier golf destinations. Last week, it's funny, we were talking the Michigan-Wisconsin rivalry, that there are some really great destinations coming up in Michigan and Wisconsin with some really powerful golf course architects creating. But I think Mike has got some places that are really cool to go to, a Donald Ross course and a Pete Dye course. Let's bring him into the clubhouse. Welcome in, Mike.
Good afternoon or good morning. I'm calling from Florida. It's a pleasure to be on your show again, Danielle.
Florida? Are you, like, ready for Florida and Dorian? Is Dorian going away up north from you?
I'm actually in the West Palm Beach area, and we were, like, target number one for quite a few days. But now it's beginning to indicate that it may parallel the Florida coast and may not make actual land, may not touch land in Florida until maybe Jacksonville. It seems to be weakening from the point of view of there's a Bermuda high out there that's allowing the storm to make its way to the north. So I think we're going to be okay, but we're not totally out of the woods. But it's a lot better now than it was 24 hours ago.
Yeah. So now we're just got to worry about anybody up north because it goes toward the Carolinas. It's everybody's stocking up. Everybody's going to have their emergency kit. Definitely in good order after this one passes. So let's talk about something fabulous. I never thought about going to Indiana to go play golf. And I love this list that you've come up with, the top 10 places to go play in the Hoosier State. I also want to talk to you about this Northern Michigan that you were talking about. Traverse City, Boyne Golf, Boyne Highlands, Boyne Mountain, and the end at Bay Harbor. Where would you like to start?
It doesn't matter because they're all spectacular. the end of Bay Harbor, the views of Lake Michigan are just, I mean, spectacular is an understatement. It is just awe-inspiring what they've done. And then Boyne Highlands has four golf courses, and Boyne Mountain's got two golf courses that are, when you throw all 10 together, it's as good, if not the best, golf destination in the country. And on their own, they're fantastic getaways for a weekend. So it's 10 courses. It's one general location. It's all under the Boyne name, and it's a first-class place to go. The weather in the summer is as good as you want. For us in Florida, to go up to Michigan to have no humidity is a special treat. And you get extra daylight. You can play 54 holes in a day without sweating it up there in Michigan in June, July, and parts of August.
For our reference, Traverse City, where's that close to?
Traverse City is along the edge of Lake Michigan. Actually, would be the eastern edge of Lake Michigan, probably about two-thirds of the way up. And you're probably closer to the Upper Peninsula than you are the Michigan-Indiana border. It's the cherry capital of the world, and it's a great little airport to fly in and out of. And again, drive up another 75 minutes, and you're at Boyne, the Boyne Golf area, which is Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. It's quaint, great food, great craft beers, incredible golf. Golf courses are really maintained as well as you would expect, and you deserve. And the views of Lake Michigan, as well as some of the highland areas, there's some changes of elevation you would never expect, make every golf course a real treat.
Sounds wonderful. What is the culture in the area? What would I want to do outside of playing golf?
To go out on the Lake Michigan for some boat trips, spectacular.
Yeah.
There are some great hiking opportunities there. In the wintertime, it's a great ski destination.
Really?
So it's, Boyne is ski in the winter and golf in the summer. And actually, I think they may get more ski business than golf business. Craft beers are tremendous. I'm not as well up on the other sightseeing opportunities, but it's refreshing and quaint and relaxing. And
I love
it. Like cherry pie.
Yeah,
cherry pie. That's the place to go to.
I like Michigan. I like Northern Michigan. I spent some time there. I have wonderful memories. The Hoosier State. Let's go to Golf, Indiana. So this the first one that's mentioned on the list, and is this a top 10 list? Should we start from the bottom and go up?
You know, they're all good. I didn't really rank them. I just put them in order, and frankly, it would be difficult to make one any better than the other. They're that good.
Yeah.
So, but we can start with the top of the list. It's the Donald Ross course and the Pete Dye course in French Lick, one of America's top resorts. I don't think there's a resort or a community as small as French Lick that has two fantastic, world-class, championship-caliber golf courses. I mean, it's amazing what the little town of French Lick, which is the hometown of Larry Bird, has produced. The oldest course is the Donald Ross course, built in 1917, hosted the PGA Championship in 1924, won by Walter Hagen. And they've also hosted some LPGA championships there in 59 and 60. And then about 12 years ago, they built the Pete Dye course. Obviously, Pete Dye was the mastermind behind it. He put it on top of the hills that surround the French Lick area and overlooks the Hoosier National Forest. Most days, you can see out 30 to 40 miles in the distance in any given direction. The peak is called Mount Airy, and it is the second highest peak in Indiana. I call it Indiana's own Rocky Mountain High.
Wow.
And they've had a senior PGA championship at the Pete Dye course. You really want to drive it well. If you don't drive it well, it's going to be a long day. If you drive it decently, you don't have to be in the middle of the fairway, but just be. You may want to take 3-wood instead of driver to keep it in the field of play. Then the course becomes a lot more enjoyable, and the views are amazing throughout all 18 holes. There's no place in the Midwest that has such dramatic views as the Pete Dye course in French Lick.
We are KPUA Hilo, KORLYNI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo. So, Sultan's Run Golf Club in Jasper, Indiana. Who built that?
That's a Tim Liddy design. Tim is an associate of Pete Dye. Jasper is only about a 25-minute journey southwest of French Lick, so that's a good little trifecta. It's built in an old horse farm that used to be the home of the great saddle horse supreme sultan. So you have a lot of up and down holes there, but you're in a cart, so it's not like you have to deal with walking downhill or uphill. There's a very, very strong German heritage in Jasper. The Germans moved there in the 1850s because it reminded them of that part of Germany. So there's a great Germanic heritage, great German-American restaurants there. And Supreme Sultan is a tremendous golf course, a little bit off beaten track, but if you go to French Lick, you got to go to Jasper to play Sultan's Run.
It sounds wonderful. Then Otter Creek Golf Course is real close by.
Yeah. It's not too far away. I think it's maybe an hour and a half drive. It's in Columbus, straight down 65, I-65 from Indianapolis. Built in 1964, designed by Robert Trent Jones Sr. Interesting story. Originally designed to be the private country club for employees of Cummins Engines, and soon after it was built, Cummins said, you know what, we're going to give this as a gift to the city of Columbus. It's become a public golf course and has hosted more Indiana Opens in the last 30 to 40 years than any other course in Indiana. Many people call it the capital of Hoosier Golf. Otter Creek, originally 18, they added 9 in 1995. Reese Jones added the East Course, so it's a 27-hole venue, and it is about the best place you can spend 9, 18, or 27 holes on any given day.
Wow. So if I were to go, let's say, and start off in French Lick, I could go right down to Jasper and just continue kind of on a journey.
Well, Jasper, okay, all these courses are actually in central and southern Indiana, so I haven't even talked about the courses north of Indianapolis, but the courses in French Lick and Jasper are the most southwesterly. Then you'd want to head back east or more to the north, probably back to the east where you have a bunch of courses right off I-65, which goes right down through the middle of the state.
Wow. Okay, Brickyard Crossing Golf Club in Indianapolis. Is that the Brickyard?
It is. It's right next to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Four of the holes are inside the speedway, and I play them. They're four great holes. It's a par three and three par fours. And it is, many of the holes actually around the outskirts of the speedway grandstand. So you know that you're right next to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And of course, all the flags and the pin sticks have checkered flags. So it's a real checkered flag experience to play Brickyard.
Didn't the LPGA play in a tournament there? It seems like.
Well, actually, the LPGA, the Champions Tour, and the PGA Tour have all hosted events there in the last 30 or 40 years. So it's good enough for those three tours, good enough for me.
Uh-huh. The Fort Golf Course.
Yes. Indianapolis. The big story here is that I believe Golf Advisors ranked the top 25 golf designs in America. Number one is the Fort. Number two is Bethpage Black. So
wow.
If Bethpage Black is second and the Fort's number one, that says pretty good things about the Fort, which is on the Fort Benjamin Harrison State Park, and it's 8 miles from the center of Indianapolis. You would think you're 60 miles from Indianapolis. It's so quaint, quiet, and historic. Wonderful conditions. Played there 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You know, you have so much information. Where can I get all of this about the Hoosier State?
Well, it's actually my report is on indianagolf.com, and it's a free download. It's my courtesy to the world of golf, and it provides details. And every course is a special story. That's why it's difficult to say one is better than the other, because they're all really in the same class. They're all number one.
That was indianagolf.com?
Indianagolf.com. You scroll down a little bit, there's a Q&A talks about other things to do in Indiana besides play golf. And then there's a click to look at this booklet of mine, 29 pages filled with great pictures and logos of every course, contact phone numbers, websites. There's no reason why you can't find these golf courses.
This is wonderful. So I have to ask you about Covered Bridge. I love covered bridges.
I actually grew up in Indiana. That's why I did this, because I felt I've been playing golf on and off for a number of years in Indiana. I looked at my stories. So I've got a lot of stories about southern and central Indiana. So I threw together this booklet. But Covered Bridge is a Fuzzy Zeller design. Fuzzy Zeller did not design this to be the home of the U.S. Open, but to be open to the U.S. It's quaint. It's cool. It has a covered bridge on the course you must go over through twice. And it's a pride and joy of Fuzzy Zeller, who lives not too many miles away. And it's Covered Bridge is a historic part. Covered bridges are throughout Indiana. It's especially the southern section. So there's that's a perfect name for a golf course. It really connects to the roots of Indiana.
It felt like it, too. Now, I'm going to ask you, finally, Legends Golf Club. I know somebody who owns and manages a Legends Golf Club.
Ted Bishop, he told me to say hello to you.
It is Ted's course. This is fantastic in Franklin, Indiana.
It's just like 30 minutes south of Indianapolis. It's less than an hour's drive from the airport. 27 holes. Plus, there's a 18-hole par 3 course that Jim Fazio also designed. Jim designed the three 9-hole tracks. And it's Legends has hosted more championship events in Indiana in the last 25 years than any other course. So that's, you know, an Otter Creek and Champions and Legends are just literally like 20 miles apart. They're fairly close. And Ted's done a marvelous job there. And again, 3 9-hole tracks plus an 18-hole par 3. And it's also the home of the Indiana PGA. It's really the focal point of golf in the Hoosier State is the Legends Golf Club.
That's awesome. Oh, this is Mike May, golf writer, the top Hoosier golf destinations. You can find it at indianagolf.com. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
Aloha. We're going to come back. Diana DeLucia, she is about, I think she's on the Orient Express. Golf Kitchen after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment.
Power outages can hit without warning. Keep the lights on with a Honda generator from Aloha Power Equipment. You'll never be left in the dark with Honda's lightweight, easy-starting, super-quiet generators. Put the power of a Honda generator to work for you.
Power at your fingertips. Aloha, our equipment.
It always happens to the other guy. That 100-year flood. Or broken sewer pipe on the floor of his business. When it happens to you, don't panic. Call the pros. Oahu Extraction. Water, mold, mud, or worse. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call Oahu Extraction at 808-330-6162. Direct insurance billing, licensed and bonded. We'll handle all the restoration for you. Oahu Extraction.
I just listed my home.
I hear first impressions matter.
My realtor said what they see first when they pull up sets the tone for the whole visit. Can you guess what Realtor.com said is the highest return on investment you can make?
No.
Your garage door.
Yes. Since people see that first and it makes your home stand out, you can have a beautiful home now, then get all your money back when you sell. It'll probably sell faster. Rainer Doors of Hawaii, 676-3667.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose? That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
You know, if you have not met Diana DeLucia, I should know that she's constantly on the move. She's the founder and editor-in-chief and publisher of Golf Kitchen. It's a biannual magazine, so it comes out twice a year. She started with coffee table books, and she has her latest that's on pre-order, fabulous books. Great idea for Christmas. The magazine is a collector's edition magazine. All of them are collectors. And she's on with us now. She's traveling via train. I think she's going to go meet up with Anne Liguori. Of course, you all know Anne. She's been on the show. She does a fabulous charity event, which will be featured in the upcoming magazine. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. I actually made it off the train in time.
I actually thought it would be kind of funny to pretend like you're on the Orient Express as you're journeying from point A to point B. So we need to talk. The awards dinner and everything that happened went off the 2019 Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards at Glen Arbor Golf Club. The pictures are fantastic. The food looks wonderful, and the people joyous. It must have been a fabulous night.
It was way more than we could have ever dreamed of. The donations we had on the food side and the wine side was just incredible. We had so many donors wanting to help us with this event and bring the culinary side over the top. The chefs just made the most incredible dishes they put together. Everyone was blown away, and we're looking forward to announcing their dates for next year. I'm super proud of everyone, to be honest. They just put their heart and soul into creating this amazing menu that, you know, was to die for.
Yeah, to die. It was wonderful. And the sommelier was fantastic, pairing up all the wines. That really makes the meal. No offense, chef.
We had the chefs from all over, as you know, from Royal Ponciana and Jose Carle coming back in. He had a wonderful time. He was very popular, as usual. Tim Trill at West Hampton made really amazing lamb that everyone was blown away by this dish, but he had it with like an Asian demi-glaze, so it kind of gave it like this Asian flavor to the demi-glaze.
Sounds wonderful. So the Culinary Excellence Award for the Outstanding Golf and Country Club went to Westchester Country Club. And just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about Westchester Country Club being this this place where people seem to come and grow into their own excellence and then go to their own kitchen and develop there. So I thought that was perfect. The timing was absolutely awesome. The Culinary Excellence Award for Outstanding Golf Resort went to the Greenbrier, which is absolutely beautiful. Have you been to the Greenbrier?
I certainly have. I appeared in the first Golf Kitchen book. I went to the Greenbrier itself, and then we went to the Sporting Club, which is absolutely amazing. But if anyone knows anything about the Greenbrier, it is a must-see destination, whether you play golf or not, for any American. It's America's finest resort, and when you go there, you will be blown away. The pictures don't do it justice. You walk in, you feel like you're at Gone with the Wind. It is a stunning piece of American history. It's just, and plus they have like spa treatments and medical things, and if you go there at Christmas, they have horse and carriage rides, and you know, it's just, I'd actually like to spend one Christmas there in my lifetime to see what that was like, because I did go in the golf season.
Yes, it looks beautiful, and it's exactly what you said. I think of Gone with the Wind, just the way it's the construction and how they've kept it in such pristine condition. It's a testament.
They actually have the actual Gone with the Wind chandeliers from the movie hanging in the restaurant. And they have many restaurants, but it's beautiful.
Chicken skin. So your magazine is about to come out, and the book is ready for Christmas, and pre-order is available. So that with the magazine about to ship, you're featuring the Royal Melbourne, home of the 2019 President's Cup with Tiger Woods, the U.S. captain. You are from Australia. You've been to Royal Melbourne many times. How excited are they about the President's Cup coming?
Well, as you know, they've been planning it for 2 years or more, so I'm pretty sure they're pretty excited. But I was blown away that when I was there and featuring Chef Anthony Dole, he's the executive chef there, I was blown away because they said, hey, can you put Chef on the cover with the President's Cup? So you can imagine how long I had to think about that for.
Yep.
But that's a particularly touching story, and I hope all the chef stories in this upcoming biannual issue, whether it's Scott Hagerly from Royal Ponciana who has a fantastic story. And then you have Glenada chef Michael Ruggiero, and then Anthony Dole, and Sabonic beekeeper Don Carson. There's a lot of exciting, you know, new types of features. Plus we have, sorry about the noise level, guys.
It's okay.
So we have a lot going on in this next issue, and we have a lot of social pages too. So we're running Anne Ligori's event that was the charity classic. We have Golf Kitchen Punta Mita 2019 by Bill Nestor, the wrap-up story.
Yes.
So lots of chefs, lots of food, lots of cocktails, desserts.
And recipes? Recipes?
Very, very many new recipes now, and I'm sorry about the semi-trailers.
What are you standing next to?
Oh, they're gone now. Oh, no, I'm just standing next to a church, actually.
Oh, it sounds...
In Stamford, Connecticut.
Oh, beautiful. Now, so Anne Ligori, the charity classic, the story will be, that's where you went, right?
Yeah, I had a great time. It was a wonderful event, and I wasn't aware before that she had some great chefs, and that was where I met Chef Tim Trill, the one that I invited him to come to cook because I had experienced his food at West Hampton Country Club, and he blew me away, and he really did a great job. I mean, they all did, but I think his take on the lamb was just amazing. I definitely will go back there again.
Tell us, you know so many chefs. How long have you been in this business?
I started in about 2003 when I started doing food photography, and then that kind of led to, I found out I was really good at food photography, so that led to a magazine called The Restaurant Insider that I ended up becoming part owner of. And we did that for like 6 years in New York City. And we worked with everyone from Thomas Keller to Daniel Ballou and John Georges and many famous chefs. And that's what kind of led me to the private club chefs, because I realized that they weren't being, uncovered or illuminated in any way because the clubs were so uber private. So it was all just for the membership, but they could never get any recognition. So back then you kind of had a lack of really good chefs in the industry. And that was where I came up with this vision that how could we highlight these chefs without kind of infringing on the private club experience?
Yes, yes.
And it's been really supported, as you know, because you yourself were one of the first people covering this back in 2010 or 11 or something.
And it's so important because, as you said, it's uber private. So nobody wants you walking into their restaurant because you're not a member. But the people who are being served are getting the best cuisine possible, because why would they be a member if it wasn't great food? And they know what the chef is capable of, and everybody needs to be celebrated because you're creating in the kitchen many, many different styles, and you're being inspired. Things that are around you, where you're working, you discover that there's, oh, look at this, there's maple trees. What can I do with these maple trees? All the sap that's there, that's on the golf course, I can use that in the cooking. These are the kinds of things that Golf Kitchen highlights. The men and the women who are so inspired and so imaginative that they can bring these flavors and spices and places in the world that they've been to together and create, and then you get to experience it through Golf Kitchen, the magazine. And in Golf Kitchen magazine, there are recipes, some fabulous ones. I have friends across the country who look forward to getting their issue. But I need to know a little bit more about the Sabonic beekeeper. Bees are so important.
I have known about the bees at Sabonic since the first book, and they put them on the golf course originally. They had a couple of hives out there. And I think it was kind of around hole 13, hole 14. And then I think they ended up moving them to the current location. And I think there's probably now about 14 or 15, 16 hives. And they're producing honey each year for the members. And, it's a good way for golf clubs like Sabonic and Medina to really support the environment. I know Michael Ponzio has has gone through with his beehives at Medina as well. And I think a lot of other clubs are starting to follow suit. And, you know, John Carson's story is, you know, just the story of how important bees are and honey is to the planet. And I'm excited to for everyone to actually read that story as well. And it's beautiful, too.
Yeah.
The layout's lavish.
Oh, the layout, the magazine? The magazine is always beautiful. You just do great work, Diana. That's I expect.
So we're trying to bring it in even up to a higher level than it was. So I'm kind of really, it's really colorful. And I think the stories are getting stronger as we go along. So it's always about improvement in this industry. And I really appreciate the support of everybody that has been, you know, supporting this for must be like 9 years now.
It's yeah. And I appreciate the love and aloha you show to all of the people who have become your close friends, including Jose Carley. When you sent me the text letting me know that Dorian was not going to direct hit Puerto Rico, where Jose Carley has his new restaurant, and that he was going to be safe, it just speaks to how much care and all the love that you put into the work and the project and the people that you have surrounding and how much this means to you personally. I a lot of kudos. We should give you a Golf Kitchen Excellence Award. Thank you so much for being on the show. I love it.
Aloha. Aloha. Thank you so much, everybody. And I'll talk to you next time.
You'll talk to us next time. Aloha. Say hi to Anne for me.
I will. So I was talking to her, and she said she's going to be listening in.
Good. Wonderful. Hi, Anne. See you soon. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. By the way, if you'd like to hear the whole show, you missed a portion of it. You missed Ron Cyrak talking about Solheim Cup. We're really excited about that coming up. It's going to be an amazing competition with two very different teams and different, reinventing, but rebuilding, you know, one has the experience. One is a rookie team with experience there to help out. And it's just going to be very dynamic, and they're going to be playing on a really difficult golf course at Glen Eagles. Congratulations, of course, Mary B. Porter King. She's got the 2019 Ping Junior Solheim Cup also at Glen Eagles, and they're on the King's course. So all the kids are going to have a fabulous experience, and then they get to watch the Solheim Cup and watch the older girls at work. And thank you to our sponsors, Aloha Power Equipment, Hawaii's largest power equipment showroom, two locations, Honolulu and Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment. Bougainville Flooring Superstore. Yeah, Hawaii's largest stock in inventory. In inventory, it's there. Carpet, porcelain, wood, ceramic tile, over 1,000 carpet remnants in stock. Installation supplies, tools, adhesives, floor prep, grout, cleansers. Yeah, just go in. It's right near the NEX. It's Bougainville Flooring on Bougainville. Rainer Doors, providing lasting security and safety for your home. Call Rainer Doors. The overhead door is used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. It is 676-3667. You increase the value of your home with a Rainer door. Oahu Extraction. When it floods water, or worse, the sewer pipes break, or mud is left in your home after the rain, that's what's going to happen. If your home is flooded, you need to call them right away, because they can get to work protecting you and taking care of the mess that's left. They're on site in 90 minutes. Their number is 330-6212. That is OahuExtraction.com. Creative Plumbing. No project is too big. Whether it's a new build, a renovation, a repair, you want to redo the plumbing stack in your high rise, you want to fix all the grease traps because they've got to be brought up to code. You didn't do that? Get in touch with Creative Plumbing and Futurestone, master craftsmen turning your project, your home project, your warehouse into artwork. Now, I didn't tell you where to listen to the show. You can hear us at RadioGolfClub.com. That's radiogolfclub.com. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2019.